Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep!
Big pot of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Let's do it.
Let's pod, baby.
Let's do the pod. Welcome to the friend request. I'm your host, Claire Madron, and today I'm joined by one of the best requestees, that's for sure.
Oh, hey.
One of the best requestees and just one of the best boys ever. It's Andrew Bensley.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Sorry, if I'm a little downbeat. I am knocking on death's door as we speak. I had my Bucks party weekend this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And just
it's rough
and then you know when you come home on a Sunday and you want to keep the party alive, so you go get some pints with Jacob at the pub. Mm-hmm. And then I'm having a rough one.
I'm so sorry,
but it is fantastic to come here and see the pod room in action. I was always picturing where it would be in the house from your description.
Now, you've been in here, right?
I've been in very quickly once to give Jacob a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
But
okay.
Didn't have enough time to sort of snoop around.
You never knew where the pod was going to be.
I couldn't picture it.
Oh, my God.
But here we are.
What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah?
I want to get one of these for our pod.
It's the best.
We just got a silly table.
You can lean back.
Comfy.
Everything is leanable.
I'm good.
And, okay. We're also joined by Louie today.
Hey, Lou.
Because I'm well aware you're not allergic to cats.
Oh, he's so very cute.
And he loves you immediately. Which is super cute. So we might be a little distracted and low on energy.
Hey, every pod, again, should have a comfortable mattress on the floor and a cat to pat while you're podding.
I agree. And maybe some popcorn.
And popcorn, snacks, mustiques.
Yeah, look, I've put some extra special snacks out for you.
You're too
because
kind.
Because you're an extra special guest.
I haven't seen a musk stick in like 20 years.
I think I'm the only person left who likes them.
Yeah, I forgot they existed.
What do you think about them?
I don't love them. They're an odd thing because they're shaped like chew toys, like, you know, for like dental.
Like dentist sticks, yeah.
But I do love popcorn.
That's why you don't like them?
I've only just noticed that. I don't like the taste. Okay. I'll be honest with you.
All right,
musk
you're off
taste.
Musk. Okay, that's fair. Well, those Maltesers. And
exactly.
Sour
Whether it's
ones.
Elon or Pink Musk, mm-hmm. I'm not a Musk boy.
You are an extra special guest because you are... Actually, I think I would probably describe you as some sort of a godfather or a pod father to this podcast.
Yes, I do recall.
For the listeners, many months ago, not that many, like 6 months ago, I had the idea for this beautiful podcast and wanted to talk to the one and only Andrew Bensley about it, who helped workshop a lot of ideas.
It was a fun afternoon.
It was a fun afternoon.
Is that when you bought me the shot?
Yeah.
And then I spewed.
Yeah. Just
the
spewed at
up.
Our table.
It was daylight.
Underneath the table. And it was so subtle.
It just came out. Like, I maintain it was spiked. Because I just... It was one and done. I went back.
Okay. The spew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only people who saw was like... I think the couple behind us at the table.
I think it was only one of them anyway.
You didn't even see it.
Nope. Neither Hannah or I saw.
But a beautiful pod was born that day.
A beautiful pod was born. And I appreciated your help. It was very, very
anytime.
Wonderful. I appreciate it.
I love giving unsolicited advice.
It was solicited. I asked for it. but you have just come back off your Bucks weekend, and that's probably the first thing I want to ask about.
Totally.
Weekend with the boys, weekend with your friends.
Weekend with the fellas.
Oh my God, the cat's so in love with you. Very what the cute. Fuck? Is this, I mean, clearly the this boys love you.
More love than I get from my cat Maggie, who actively dislikes me.
Oh my God.
Oh. But yes, Bucks trip with the boys.
Yeah.
11 of us.
I'm a little curious about these Bucks and Bachelorette and whatever traditions.
Yep.
Mainly because I am completely traumatized. And the last time I was with a partner who went to one, he went and like cheated on me so horrifically.
Okay.
And made me like see it, like drunkenly showed me. It was awful.
Oh.
Showed me messages. It was just awful.
A strange play.
He was a really good, weird guy. Weird guy.
Well, I saw something because we recorded an episode about Bucks parties just because we're getting pretty desperate for topics at this point. And I was looking up and there was like all these stats about like 70% of people cheating at these. Mm-hmm. This is American stats or mm-hmm. whatever. But and I was like, that can't be that high.
Prevalent.
That is ridiculous. But no, we went very debaucherous. I requested. I didn't want any strippers or things like that. Mm-hmm. I just wanted a house by the beach. We listened to Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park so loudly and just drank. Like, I woke up on Saturday at like, I don't know, 10 in the morning, 9 or 10 in the morning, and Jamie Kirk was on his fifth beer.
Jesus Christ.
he's running on dad hour, so he's just up early.
He's just stoked to be out.
He's like...
Yeah.
Well, he just wakes up at like 5.
Yeah, of course.
And I do not. I hate waking up early, so I was like... I was very impressed. He rallied all day as well.
That's insane.
Yeah, what a king.
That's so impressive. How did you guys get back if everyone was drunk in the day yesterday?
Like back home?
Yeah.
No, we weren't drunk yesterday. We woke up... yesterday...
Right,
Alex
White
drove us back. Oh. We stopped in for Macca's.
Oh,
it was all very lovely.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
See, I'm so upset because most of my closest friends have always been boys. And I just feel like I'm never going to be invited to a Bucks party because I'm a girl.
Well, look, we had this conversation as well because I think you see it more now these days when you just go out.
Mm-hmm.
Either the groups meet up at the end or people are just like, we don't care. Whoever can come.
No one's planning it to cheat.
Exactly.
Makes a big difference.
Totally. but no, it was so nice. I kept being like, just on the topic of friendship. And I think we've had this conversation before of like, I just kept being like, guys, let's pool our money and just buy this house. Yes. We'd all live here. Like, it'd be sick.
You're so desperate to live with all of your friends.
I know.
It's so cute. My sister's actually, her husband and her building, they have like bought this old castle in Queensland and nice. on this big plot of land. And currently they've built one extra cabin for them to stay in while they build the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're building another one. Plus it's going to be all this room to camp. I'm thinking I might have to have like Jacob and I, our wedding there.
Because everyone
can just stay there.
Yeah,
but then also I'm like, maybe... I just commandeer her plans and move all of my friends in.
This is a great dream.
It's the dream.
Big plot of land, lake in the middle, and then all your friends. Or like even just living in a cul-de-sac where your friends live next door. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted just you having barbecues every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting sick of me very fast in this situation because I would always be just pottering around, giving them a wave, coming over, borrowing a cup of sugar.
I feel grateful just to live as close together as we do.
True,
honestly.
Yeah. It was a very quick drive.
But living in the same building would be nice. Before I was like, happily, securely attached kind of person in a happy relationship, I always thought, because I never wanted to be in a romantic relationship, I always thought if I did, I wouldn't want to live with them. I'd just want to live in the same apartment building but in different apartments.
Yeah.
I've since revised that.
Mm-hmm.
But just sharing an apartment
building. You're not like keeping an eye on Domain to see if the place next door goes up for rent.
Yeah. That would still be great. We always want more space.
True.
He needs his own, the cat needs his own room.
He does.
You know?
He's a big, long boy.
He is a big, long boy compared to your girls.
I know, they're tiny. I looked at a place in the same building as Jamie Kirk.
Yeah.
And he was so excited. Like,
oh,
so,
my God. Because
it was just going to be like Kramer and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Just bursting in.
It's so cute.
But, I mean, we literally, like, live next door to each other.
Where is Jamie? Because I've seen him at the cafe near you.
Yeah, like... I don't want to give his
don't
address
give
away.
Don't give his address away, actually.
I'll tell you off mic.
Tell me afterwards. That's so cool, though. It's so freaking good. Yeah, we have, like, when Alex White, co-host of your mm-hmm. wonderful podcast, Community Notice Board, go listen. It's great. We'll do plugs later, but it's so
hey,
good.
Hey, why not?
When he was on here, we were definitely talking about that a lot, of, like, just being close to each other, making friends.
Yeah.
I was like, did you guys... Like, speaking about you three boys, I was like, did you guys become friends because you lived close together? And he's like, no. Like, did you do a podcast because you're all close together? He's like, no, we're friends.
That would be the strangest reason.
It'd be insane, but
yeah.
I can understand it.
Yeah, I get that. Like, proximity helps.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Surry Hills for a year, and instead of exploring that neighborhood, I would just... Uber over to the Golden Barley Hotel every weekend. Aww. Like I always did, because that's where everyone was going to be.
Yeah.
Just cost so much money on Ubers.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Oh, my God. You remember when we met?
Was it at Cactus Juice?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, a few years ago. Sorry. My brain
is losing track of time.
No, not even that. A few years ago, before moving here, coming down to Sydney, you were just so lovely, running a comedy room.
I don't think you even did a spot that night.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I remember, I thought you came once just to watch and suss the vibe.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah.
I'm very bookable.
I definitely do remember that night.
I would do that. But no, you were so nice. And then... I'm pretty sure I would have been listening to your pod and interacting. I'm a big, like, interactor with people online.
Okay, yeah.
I think that I've got heaps of friends in America that I've never met.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they wouldn't consider me their friend. But I don't know. I don't know.
Because you've spoken to them just online.
Yeah. We talk online a bit.
I get a bit like that where it's like... I'll say to someone, this is my friend. And in their head, I can see them like, we are acquaintances at best. I'm like, that's my buddy. Like, I've met them three times.
That would be insane to introduce someone, though, as your acquaintance.
Yeah, true.
That's so rude.
I still have a friend who, this is the way I met was she used to date another comedian friend of mine.
Mm.
And they moved to Melbourne and we were down there for the festival. And we still refer to each other as bestie or mm-hmm. best friend, because I met her that night and later someone was talking to someone else and she overheard me be like, that's my best friend, Jackie. And she was like, turned around like, what? Met 4 hours ago. Yeah, we're best buds. It was just hammered. Oh,
cute.
That's my vibe. Yeah, I'll jump straight in. I'm all in with friends.
Mm. I love that. I love it so much. Are you okay?
I'm just, I'm good.
I'm sunburnt.
My sandals are on. That's actually, you know what? That's what was missing.
Yeah, that's fucked. That's so insane. Your socks are so cute too.
They're adorable. I love them.
I'm a little bit worried that my socks don't match my robe. Do you think people are going to comment about it?
I don't know. I like that, like, foot people are so weird that you've got industrial strength socks on. So there's not even a hint of an outline of a shape of a foot.
Yep. I have several. Pod socks, several pairs, and I need more because my variety is lacking. But also at the moment, honestly, I'm getting pretty comfy just putting the feet out there. But at the moment, I need a pedicure, so
okay.
this one's just for me.
Fair enough.
My feet are a mess.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't want to get too comfortable, you know? Like, I don't want to... You know what? That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It is not bad.
You want more pillows? I'm sure this is great for the audience.
This is awesome for the audience.
Yeah, stack it up.
I'm getting comfy.
Get comfy.
Well, this is what I mean. Like, this is how we should pod. I get so uncomfortable in our shitty chairs every week.
I mean, your studio is lovely.
I'm going to pitch that to the boys. Pink mattress.
Pink mattress. No, don't you dare. Cutting my grass, mate. fucking dead.
I think as the podfather of this pod, mm-hmm. I'm entitled you to have, at least steal some of the aesthetic. That's actually very true.
I haven't paid you any money for your incredible workshopping help, so.
No, this is nice. This is lovely.
I'm so glad. I have to move back here. If a guest moves back, I have to move back as well. Otherwise, they look small and I look huge. Right. And it's really fucking with me.
We had a similar thing where, for whatever reason, the depth, the way the camera is with the lens or whatever,
yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but the way Alex has it set up mm-hmm. is if you sit in the back two seats,
yep.
you'd look fucking tiny. And the front two, you look enormous. And yeah. one time, I sat in the back and Alex was next to me.
No.
And it honestly looked like Frodo walking next to Gandalf. Like, it was insane. I was like, dude, I have to get in that seat because I look so ridiculous.
I love that you're like, I don't know what's going on with the camera lens, something. It's literally just perspective.
Yeah. That's all magic to me. If
someone was standing there looking at you, they'd think
that's very true. But there's something extra magic going on. Uh-huh. In there. I'll find the photo later and I'll send it to you.
Please.
So funny.
That's so awesome.
So stupid.
No, I'm it's been confronting enough editing a podcast with myself, especially like occasional solo episodes for the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to
solo.
Sometimes I do a solo with like requesty messages, yep. questions and that sort of
That's
stuff.
That's a bit easier. You get some outside
it's
stuff.
It's fun. I can fucking talk and talk. I don't need anyone here. But it is, yeah, like I said, confronting enough. I need to try and mitigate as many things. Like if I look huge as yeah, possible.
It's no good.
I've been told I'm fat on the internet by strangers like three times week.
Knock it off, guys.
I know. Pricks. Thank you. It's not the people listening to this. These people are beautiful.
I love the requesties.
The requesties are angels.
Yeah, I just not doing comedy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great because like to listen back to sets or to see yourself on video, it's fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I hate it so much.
And it's so much. It's interesting because it's just so self-centered, this pursuit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it sucks because I love people that aren't me. It's a hot take. I love other people. But it's so nice when you get to have chill time or to chat to other people and just... like, oh, what's going on with you? What's happening in your world? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. It's so me-centric.
Totally.
It's a lot. I think it can really damage people's brains.
Yeah. I mean, any number of people that you meet in comedy have mm-hmm. permanently damaged brains. I don't know if they bring them to the pursuit or something about it fucks them up. But yeah, there's a lot of weirdos.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
But hey, some of my best mates I've made through comedy.
Yeah.
Took them to the box.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, so who else did you have? That? Was it all comedy people?
No, some old friends. I think I've mentioned this to you when we were talking about recording this pod because, mm-hmm. like, I was trying to, you know, reflect on people that I still see, that I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
and friends that I've had. And I kind of realized that, so one of the boys who came on the weekend, like, his granddad and my great-granddad, like, played rugby league together in a little mining town that they grew up in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that grandparents are friends. My mom is friends. They may as well be like family, right? So we were all born in the same year. He has three cousins and then me. Two of us were born on the same day. My mom's best friend and my mom had me and this other bloke.
That's so cool.
On the same day. Insane.
Me and this other bloke, this baby.
Yeah. And then another one, like... we were literally forced to be friends. We were just, we grew up together and I still one of my best mates came to the box.
That's so sweet.
So it was good to have just built-in friends
mm-hmm.
by virtue of the fact that like Queanbeyan's pretty small, but Captain's Flat where my granddad grew up, it's tiny little country town.
Oh, that's so cool.
And when
cool.
the mine shut, everyone just moved to Queanbo and then still remained friends.
Yeah, right. Oh, go mum. That's so cool.
I
wonder about that. Like I don't want kids, but, you know, my siblings do and my sister and her best friend especially, like, you know, people talk about it. We've got to have babies at the same time. And I always wonder, but does it work? Does it actually make a lasting friendship? Here you are, proof that it does.
I think so, totally. And also, so cool. the ladies are my mum's best friend. She was she obviously was pregnant, but she wasn't due for like another month. Mm-hmm. And so she got wheeled into the hospital. My mom thought she was just coming to visit. And she's like, no, I'm having this baby today.
What?
And then we just, me and my best bud came out at the same time.
That's so nice. She's like, no, you're going in. I called the doctor. He's cutting me open.
Yeah. Where am I going to make this happen?
These babies are going to be best friends.
That he was there, another friend who's another one of his cousins. It's very, Queanbeyan's just very, you know, I hesitate to say incestuous, but
it's okay.
Everyone knows each other.
We don't judge incest on this podcast.
Okay, guilt-free zone, love it. But yeah, so it's good. And then all the rest were comedy boys, because that's just who you see mostly these days, especially being in Sydney, I really only know comedy people.
Totally. Who do you, people also kind of are weird about that sometimes, like, oh, you should know other people. It's like, if you're not from this city, it's a lot easier to only know comedy people.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Either people I know are either from, like, also moved here, and they're from Queanbeyan,
yeah,
or they're comedy people,
yeah.
Occasionally, you'll have like a work friend or whatever, mm-hmm. but you know, they come and go,
yeah, they do. How was the crossover of friend groups at the Bucks?
It was fine because most of them had already met before.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is always handy. My little brother was there as well, and he knows that most of those guys. So that wasn't too much of a worry. It was more just like figuring out which, like, the right soundtrack, which I was stressing about.
Yeah?
So I went heavy with, like, the hair metal.
Uh-huh.
And then it just slowly, just the word hair got replaced by the word new.
Yes.
And then it was just, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Slipknot. We were going pretty heavy on that stuff.
I'm sorry, but I thought anyone who liked hair metal likes, or no, anyone who liked new metal would like hair metal.
Yeah, there's crossover.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I do. I like both
exactly,
of those genres.
Too.
So, and I felt like that was as debaucherous as I was going to get. It's like, I don't want any strippers there, but I will listen to Cherry Pie by Warrant. Like, pretty fucking loud.
That's awesome.
And just I can't day drink anymore.
No.
I used to be quite good at it, but now it's just, it's like 3-day hangovers type of shit.
Yeah, me, see, fucking booze, man. I, from the age of 18, would have a glass of wine and be hungover and puking the next day.
That is insane.
That
feels
so
like
sad.
An intolerance.
Like. Oh, yeah, I am.
Right, okay.
I do have that.
So it's not that you're a lightweight. You have
it's both.
Okay.
It's both. But there have been times where my alcoholism has prevailed, and I've mm-hmm. just pushed it so far that I've been able to drink and manage.
Yep.
But it's just gotten so bad again. My immune system's shot. You know.
That's no good.
I know. You can't have that, dude. You'll die.
That's no good for kitties.
No food for you, Lulu. Yeah. So you already mentioned before that you are pretty straight into, friends, like she's my best friend.
I'm just, I'm all in. If I like someone, I'm like, you are my buddy now.
Yeah. I love it so much. I'm definitely the same, but I probably am more insecure about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found it to be a problem? Have you ever scared anyone off?
Probably, but like, you know, I just don't think about that, but I'm sure. I'm certain I would have, but yeah, I guess I got enough friends now that you don't have to think too much about that. I am very much like, I'll stress like that I've said something so stupid, because I probably have 90% of the time, like getting anxiety the next day after a pub hang.
Definitely received messages from you saying, what did I do? What did I say?
It's no good.
But you're always such a delight.
I think I get a bit too lippy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I feel
that. This is another thing as well, because you're like, in my head, I'm just like, yeah, we're all just buds here. But people are probably like, who the fuck is this guy mouthing off about someone else and like loudly, you know?
That's so funny. I'm glad that I'm not alone and that we all get like terrified of what things we've said.
Oh, absolutely.
What was I freaking out about? Oh, yeah. I shouldn't say. Someone.
This for the off-air pile? Yeah. Jamie Kirk's address and something you said about someone.
I was so paranoid last week, and I kept telling people I'm in my paranoid era.
Love
I was
that.
Just feeling like full on anxiety, probably for the first time. I'm not a very anxious person. I have like other, you know, issues. Anxiety is not normally one of them.
No room for the anxiety.
No, for
amongst
real.
Everything else going on.
I'm just angry. I'm an angry girl.
Really? I never would have picked you to be angry.
Thank you. It's the bipolar. It's only sometimes.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I'm pretty chill these days. But deep down as a child and whatever, I was an angry girl. But I felt this anxiety for like a solid few days, super high level. I'm like, damn, this is terrible. People just deal with this all the time. And it was only because of little things. I had this theory in my head that there was like an anti-Chloe campaign going on.
Okay. An organized thing? Like how far up the top is this? Is this government? Like,
not government, but definitely people were talking. And I was like, no, they hate me.
What did you, did anything set it off?
I didn't get invited to someone's thing for a
okay
thing.
Right, yeah, that'll happen.
It was that someone else completely unrelated, like not remotely in the same friend group, someone else had like not replied to a message.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so this is two things now.
This is a coordinated attack.
Yeah. It was awful.
Goodness.
And then I just, you know, did some meditating and resting and stopped having coffee for a couple of days, and I'm like, oh no, everything's fine.
Yeah. The coffee thing is huge. I can barely drink that because it gives me acid reflux.
Yeah.
But it just started giving me the wild jitters. And I made the mistake of having one this morning. Maybe that's what's it.
Fuck, that wouldn't help in the
hangover. No. Absolutely not.
Oh, you poor thing.
But I am feeling quite good and relaxed now. So
good.
That's good.
I'm so glad. We should get a pizza.
Totally.
I was talking just moments ago saying how I've been called fat. And I'm like lying here eating Maltesers.
Chocolate.
We should get a pizza. Way too chill. I apologize.
It's fine with me.
So while you are very good and excited to make friends, I don't know. I'm certain I've heard this come out of your mouth.
Oh, God.
You're like, I think you can be perceived as kind of flirty sometimes.
Okay.
No?
I mean, sure.
Oh, my God. Don't you? Okay, sure me. Maybe only drunk you knows this because we've discussed it when someone else was like keen and you're like, I've got a partner. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm you know.
I can be a little flirty, sure.
Thank you.
I'll cop to that.
I'm not saying that you are being flirty. I think it's just that you're very friendly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be like, my whole thing is I would hate the idea that anyone would be uncomfortable in like, and I don't mean like in a creepy way, in a social way. Mm-hmm. So if I see someone, I remember my mom always tells me this story from when I was in preschool and there was a kid sitting by himself and like kind of upset because no one was playing with him. So I went over and I sat with him and I was like, hey man, you should come join this game because it stresses me out to think that anyone is not having a good time.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to facilitate a great time. But totally, yeah, I've definitely been like friendly with like, I have a lot of like work girl, not work wife, hate that. It's so
awful.
Gross. But a lot of like, I would feel like, you know how when you're in high school, it's like there's always a guy that was friends with the girls and that, a lot of the time it's because they were gay and they felt more comfortable around this group.
Yeah.
I feel like that's me, but I'm not gay.
Yeah.
I'm a straight version of that.
Yeah, I see that. I completely see that.
Because most of the time, like, I'm not very, you know, overly blokey, I don't think, maybe. But so I just like, yeah, I much prefer the vibe of just hanging out, blabbing with the gals.
Yeah. Do you have sisters?
I have one sister.
One sister, yeah.
I think, yeah, also I was raised by a single mom. So
yeah.
I've got like... good, just raised by a good lady.
Yeah, the ability to see women as humans.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's
so
in short supply.
It is. It's fucked. It really is, though. Because even though, like, I'm not at all saying, like, oh, you're such a big flirt. I'm just saying I've seen someone think that, like, they were in with you when you're so clearly taken. And it's because you're just lovely
having
and charming.
Having a conversation with them.
Yeah, inclusive.
That always throws me. That's happened to me like pretty aggressively because I'm a very much a signals misser as well.
Mm.
I don't know if a woman's interested in me unless they're very, very explicit about
yeah.
it. And people have been quite explicit to the point where I was like, Jesus, this is people talk now? All right. But no,
but they were actually giving you signs the whole time.
Yeah, well, like I think they said said something. I'm being very like forward, but you know, yeah. People are different. People act different ways. But no, I'm very very much love my gal.
Yeah. Oh no, I know.
And she's the best.
I know.
But this is the other thing as well. Is like me and Han have, because Han's friends now with all of my friends, and mm-hmm. she, you know, you guys have hung in groups mm-hmm. like with us, and so.
And without once.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, we're getting there.
But I know for a fact that if we ever break up, Han's keeping the friends. I think I'm the one getting the boot for sure. And I've said that to like Alex White, and he was like, yeah, dude, you're gone.
Absolutely.
We love Han.
Oh, that's so cute. I've done that before. My very first boyfriend, we were together for like 4 years, and it was incredibly unhealthy and toxic and borderline abusive. And
so he nabbed his friendship group?
Yep.
Wow.
Because he was a piece of shit. And he had good just play. Like turned into more and more of a piece of shit. I mean, when I met him, he was trying to get over his oxy addiction. So there were signs.
Right. It's weird to be so like such a piece of shit and not, you know, it's like birds of a feather are flocking together. So is
he
just
I know. He was
black sheep.
Yeah, to a point. Everyone was kind of like burnout, stoner-esque, you know,
okay.
myself included. I was a little rat bag, but he just kind of took it
to the next
level. Right. Had very much addiction brain and whatever
Fair
else.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he was a fucking psycho. So when I left him, everyone was like, hey, yeah, good move. And then I stayed friends with everyone. And he was gone.
Beautiful.
It was awesome.
That's the best revenge.
It fucking ruled. I also, never mind.
Add it to the pile.
We can talk about it all on the Patreon.
We can, yeah. We can get behind the paywall. We can get real into the nitty gritty.
You'll have to remember all the things I tried to say.
I'm clocking it mentally. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God. How are we going for time? Oh, yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a friendship breakup?
Interesting. I'm about to break up with Louis if I have another one of his hairs in my mouth.
I'm so sorry.
Bud.
I'm so sorry.
Not like an explicit one, I don't think. I've had like the classic, you just kind of drift apart.
Yeah.
You don't talk for a while and then it just gets longer and longer. The other thing is I cannot talk to people for ages and I'll jump straight back in. Like I don't need to like maintain contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy I was talking about before came to the box.
Mm-hmm.
He like lived in Canada for 5 years. We barely spoke, but then as soon as he's back, I was like, let's jump straight back into it. Let's get going.
Yeah.
But I've definitely had like a couple of high school mates now. It's fair enough. Like one of them got married pretty early, had some kids, like definitely different life paths. This is, you know, in my like 20s, I was just like working shitty hospo jobs and partying a lot.
Yeah.
And so some people grow out of that pretty quickly.
Losers.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking nerds.
I thought I saw one of my friends on Addison Road the other day. This is a guy who lives down in Canberra. And someone just looked at me weird and I looked at them weird. Like they looked at me a little too long and but I was on an afternoon walk and I wasn't paying too much attention and my headphones in. And then it wasn't until I got further down, I was like, is that Chris? Like, this is very weird. And I wish I had have turned around and stopped to see if it was him. But if it was and you're somehow listening,
hey,
get in touch. Well, he's one of those guys that's just on no social media as well, which makes it tricky.
Okay.
Like, the last time I spoke to him was via email.
My God. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
You know what is weird? I saw a friend on social media and I've had like from high school and stuff, I've had someone see me from high school just pop up in their feed.
Oh, right.
Like, oh, hey, we went to school together. And I had the same thing happen to me the other day. I saw some girl who's like popping off on TikTok and I'm like, I lived with you like 6 years ago.
It's so weird, hey?
So strange.
One of my buddies that I used to actually live with is Nat from Nat's What I Reckon.
Yes.
So we got to see the rise happen in real time.
Oh, yeah.
And to the point where I remember it was a specific night. He had two jumps. The big jump was in the pandemic when he started cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But the first big jump was when one of the... Because, you know, we'd go help him out with the filming and all that.
Yeah.
And then one night we were there and it was like, we're just sitting around like on a Sunday drinking, and he cooked up a big meal as he used to do on a Sunday, which was always awesome.
Oh, that's so nice.
And we had a few friends around, and I don't know where it got shared or something, but it was to the point where I was like, man, I've got an extra 1,000 subscribers. That's pretty weird. Talk, look down. It was an extra 20,000. Like, just happened over the course of a few hours.
Fuck, that's crazy.
It was insane.
Damn.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Friendship breakup.
That's all right. I've got questions now for that. Just about, and that's what I reckon. Sorry, Jacob's just coming home.
Oh, hey,
bud. Listeners, you off the screen, you can't see him, but he's walking in the door. Hey, baby, don't you tell us to roll on. We all acknowledge you. bye. What the fuck was it like seeing someone blow up?
It was crazy, yeah. Like, people, that was when it got, when you knew that it was like big, like in a way where you're like, oh, this is like weird, because we'd go to the pub and people would stop to take photos with him. That's when we're like, oh, this might be huge.
Yeah.
And it was, and good on him, because he's fucking rules, one of the best dudes.
Oh, he's so good. That's awesome. How did he, like, I don't know. I imagine that he kind of just handled it in the very typical Australian way of most Australians that get fame, are pretty chill. Yeah. Is there anything like,
I don't think,
like, my friend's weird now.
No, God, no.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I just don't see him as much because he's on fucking tour.
Of course.
Overseas and shit, selling out, like, stadiums in London. It's
crazy.
It's good to see.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But yeah, well, now I can't stop thinking about this. Have you ever had like an explicit sit-down? Because I'm sure this happens where people are like, we cannot be friends.
Yeah.
I am breaking up with you as a friend.
It's never actually communicated like that. It's more like, so first earliest memories of something like that I can think of would be, I'm not sitting with them anymore.
Oh, they're not sitting with me anymore. Yeah.
You know?
That's grim stuff.
It is grim stuff. But sometimes it's for the best. Like, there was a pivotal part in my primary school career where, international listeners, primary school is grade school. I always forget to clarify. But I had been in just the most awful friend group where one girl would pick, she was the leader because, I don't know, her family were neglectful but also had more money than the rest of us, so they'd have great sleepovers.
Okay.
And she would pick one person in the friend group to be the cleaner for the week, and we'd all were meant to like really be quite disrespectful to that person.
Yep.
And then she also called me a bunch. She just changed her mind on me one week and called me a bunch to tell me she hated me on the home phone.
Jeez, that is cruel.
It was crazy. And so I was like, all right, back away from that one. That was a good move for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the next friend I had was also really weird. Really wanted a baby at 12 years old. She was 10 at the time, because we were younger.
Okay.
So that was weird.
That's odd.
Like, I always had my guy friends that I'm still friends with at this time, but it was never like, I'm not sitting with the boys.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I just sit somewhere. And I remember one time when I finally made the decision, I'm not sitting with her. She's being a fucking freako. I'm going to go sit alone. The popular girls looked over and they're like, what are you doing? You want to sit with us? And I was like, what?
Damn.
This was a good move.
You got the pick. Like, they plucked you.
They plucked me.
Wow.
But it was only the last year of school by then, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Whatever. It's sweet. You do have this, like, so many little groups that I guess you go through throughout your life, like having even school. Like, I had footy, mate. I played footy growing up, but I just didn't really like many of the footy guys, except one dude who lived down the road because he was like a nice, normal person.
Yeah, okay.
And the rest of them were just rat bags.
Yeah.
And then, like, at school, me and my mates would just like skateboard and make videos. Like, we thought we were Jackass, basically, or CKY. And so we just had that weird little, like, no group, like, it was just a weird outcast,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
And we were also, like, my little brother's 2 years younger than me, and all his mates and all my mates were just friends as well. So they would just come over and...
That's so sick.
I remember the first year I graduated out of high school, or maybe it was, like, a year after that. There was just this magical summer where... I was still living at home with mum. Danny's mates were all, one of them lived up the street.
Mm-hmm.
Another one lived really, really close by. And a bunch of the boys would, I think maybe he had a few friends with him. But in my mind, it was like this endless summer. But it was probably like a week and a half. But they were just coming down. Like every day they would rock up with a case. Like a boy would just walk in the back, my back shed, not back gate, with a case of beer. I'd have the barbecue going. Tunes are playing.
God.
And then we'd all just get, we had the personal mobile number of the only maxi taxi in town. I don't know how we got it. So we'd just call him up. I think his name was Paul. And he'd be like, boys, he's going out again. We're like, hell yeah, brother. And he's like, I'll see you in 10 minutes. And it was just the funnest time.
That sounds so nice.
This is how I romanticize everything. And in my head, this is what it would be like in my commune where we're just all jet skiing and drinking beers and barbecuing.
I think that's realistic. Yeah, I don't think that's romanticized at all.
I know I could get Kirk. Al would be a tougher sell.
Why?
He's just, you know, he's got his big dad vibes.
Mm.
He's a sensible man.
He can't have kids on a commune?
I don't think Alex would want to even be associated with the word commune.
That's so true. No nonsense.
No, straight down the line, Al.
Oh, man. I just don't call it that then.
Yeah.
I think the plan is wait till you see where he is, like, really... I mean, they're pretty set up where they are now, so...
Oh, you think I haven't, like, scoped out a few places on Domain to try and buy the one next door? It sold recently, and I was like, never in my life could I dream of purchasing property, freestanding property in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. But, I was definitely like,
You're a psycho. I love it. Oh, I'm glad that you haven't had any, like, big friendship breakups.
Yeah, I think I'll find that. Like, I really hate confrontation. And that would stress me out way too much. I would rather just avoid.
That's fair. No, look, and when I think and reflect, the worst and more recent, like, adult time anything similar has happened, it's just a block. It's just being blocked. You know, it's not like any sort of sit down conversation.
Sometimes it's just easier to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. I don't think about it. I don't talk about it on the podcast a lot.
You don't know. You have a podcast dedicated to friendship and the breakups thereof.
Do you want to play some sleepover games?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I've got a new one today as well, which I made up.
Okay.
So we'll see how that
goes. You invented your own sleepover game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's feeling creative. But you know the classics. We've got Would You Rather. We've got F, Marry, Kill.
Okie doke.
Bend or Snap.
I remember in Alex's episode, I think I messaged you about it, where I came up several times in your scenarios. Yeah. And in a way that I felt like you were being like, Drew's the most disgusting man alive, Al. And I'm sorry that I'm going to have to make you think of this horrible, horrible looking man.
What the fuck? Yeah, you're going to have to go up close to the camera and do some voguing for the listeners just to set the record straight. I don't know if, I don't know if kids these days know what voguing means.
Yeah, that's an 80s term. I don't even know how you know how that means.
I'm cultured.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was an 80s girl. Was she? She was a child. Anyway, whatever. I'm sorry that I made you think that. I was saying
that's just me being paranoid.
I know. It's does
she call me ugly?
We're all projecting our insecurities, aren't we?
Well, let's keep projecting.
All right. All right. Starting with would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather kiss Jacob Lingard?
Okay. I feel like he wrote this one.
Or your wife to be?
That's an easy one. Jacob all day, baby. Don't even have to think about that one.
All right. Well, he didn't write it. Okay. So I will let him know and he's going to be pleased.
I do love Jacob.
He's a handsome boy. Kissing him too. I get it. Stop trying to look at my notes.
I am cheating.
I'm cheating. Luckily, my handwriting's terrible. Would you rather piss cum or cum piss?
Ooh.
Back into the classic would you rather.
Wow. Piss cum.
Yeah. Think about
cum,
it.
Cum piss. I'd have to piss cum.
Really?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
like
so inappropriate. Pissing's
a solo thing.
Uh-huh.
Whereas coming off.
Not for everyone.
Yeah, okay. Well, to each their own. But I feel like there could be more awkwardness by cumming piss than there could be. It's more just the discomfort, probably. Like, it would take longer to piss, I get. Like, it's dribbling out.
That's true.
But I think I'm gonna piss cum.
That's a good answer. I think that cumming piss is really only suitable for the fans of piss, you know?
Totally.
Like
yeah.
if your yeah. wife was, she's like, I'm golden showers all day, every day. If you could cum piss, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you've got to have a very specific, like that really narrows the dating pool. Like,
totally.
Okay.
All right, good to know. F, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Just even the playing field. What's the saying?
Level the playing field.
Level the playing field. This is why I can't MC gigs because I never know sayings. I'm always like, let's get the show on the roll.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think I even said earlier, like not 5 minutes ago, I don't know how you know that about. I think about voguing. I'll go back and listen and we can isolate this clip. I don't even know how you know how that means. The phrase that came out of my mouth made no sense. And I caught it straight away. Like, what are you talking about, you moron?
That's all right. I'm so dyslexic that I can... Self-diagnosed, I should say. But so self-diagnosed dyslexic that I can make sense of
okay,
it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I didn't even notice. All right. To level the playing field, I'm going to give you the same one I gave Alex White. F. Mary Kill,
okay.
Andrew Hastings, Jamie Kirk, and Alex White.
Well, what did he... He was going to bone me. Look, we're killing Hastings early. I hate to do it to him. He was so much fun this weekend, but unfortunately, I am going to have to take him out the back.
Yeah,
I think I'm basically doing ours, but in the inverse. I'm marrying Kirky Boy, and I think me and Al, I'm taking that lanky boy to Pound Town.
Okay, what happened at the Bucks weekend? There are some serious sparks flying.
It was pretty wild.
okay. All right. Now you've listened to the pod. You know the game Bend or Snap?
Bend or Snap. Refresh my memory
of
on
course,
Bend or
of
Snap.
Course.
You
so,
didn't play this with Caution.
Huh?
Sorry, I listened to Cautions because it was the most recent one today.
I didn't play the Bend or Snap game
well,
with
you
him.
Played... I loved Cautions because he's so... so prudish that he couldn't even bring himself. It had to be like the over the jeans hand job or whatever. Mario
so
kill.
Funny.
So yeah. So sorry. Fresh in my mind is all the games that you play with him. So that's what I was preparing for. So
oh, I'm so sorry.
How do you bend or snap?
Bend or snap. I've just pulled it out sometimes, but not all the time. But the way you play is, if your friend did this thing or was this thing, does the friendship bend or does it snap?
Interesting. Yep.
Yeah.
This is coming back to you now.
You're getting it. All right. You got it?
Yep.
Bend or snap, if your friend never comes to the pub?
That's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Ben, because I don't want to be like such a booze bag that I'd cut someone out of my life because they didn't want to come to the pub. I think it would just mean you see them a little less, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bend. That's right. Not a snap.
All right. Bend or snap if they never let you show them music.
They never let me show them music.
Yes.
Do they just not like, they're not into music?
Nope, they specifically don't want you to show them.
Oh my God. I don't show too many people music.
Really?
Like, I'll send Jacob some songs. There's like a handful of people that have similar taste. Like I talked to Kirk about music a lot because we both love like pop punk and
mm-hmm.
and then I talked to Jake about like country music because I'm into a lot of country music. So I have like people I talk to about specific genres, but I'm not okay. much of like a, outside of like flicking someone, you know, a YouTube link every now and then, I'm not a big like showing people music kind of guy. So that wouldn't bother me.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I've shown you some music as well.
Yeah, you showed me some music.
And, well, and you were hating it so much.
I loved it. But you're passionate.
I do, yeah.
You love your music.
I like what I like.
Yeah, I like it. Last bend or snap. Bend or snap if they hate Sturgill Simpson and tell you all the time.
To tell me all the time?
Yeah, they make it a point.
Again, this is like the non-confrontation. I would probably just cop that.
It's always bend, no matter what I wrote down.
I know. Because I just wouldn't... I don't think I'd be able to snap. You know what? Maybe if they were like that, they'd pretty quickly like stop getting invites to the pub.
Yeah.
So which I might see them like once every year. Maybe on their birthday, I'll see them.
Sounds like a snap. That's to a me. We've got a new game.
I love this new game. I mean, like the fact that you're debuting a new game. I don't know what the new game is.
You don't know what the new game is.
I haven't read your notes that well. I've been trying to avoid looking at them.
Good. I invented the game this morning. You shouldn't say you love it. You don't know.
Okay.
It could be terrible. Yeah. Who knows? This is its debut. It's called What Would You Do / Pay / Give.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to tell me what you would...
Is this like Fuck, Marry, Kill, but pay / what was it? Pay, give.
What would you do? Pay or give.
Okay. Do, pay or give.
And then to have some of these things.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Yep.
I don't really know what the rules
are. I like it. Let's just run with it.
Okay. What would you do, pay or give to see Charlie Crockett,
oh.
Justin Townes Earl,
baby.
And Nathan Ratcliffe in the Night Sweats all in one night? Of
well,
fire.
That would be tricky because Justin Townes Earl is dead. He is deceased.
Fuck. Fucking Jacob.
But he may, maybe he's raised from the dead this night or this
yeah,
is
it's
like
a magical night.
It's a magical night.
Yeah.
I think I would pay like a grand for a ticket.
Okay.
I think I would.
All right.
I don't know if I'd give anything because when you say give,
mm-hmm.
I'm picturing body parts.
What the fuck?
That was my first thought is like, would you cut a finger off?
Oh my God. I was thinking like assets, stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A cat.
I wouldn't give my cat.
Okay, thank God.
I'm far too attached to them. An asset, I'd probably give like maybe the car.
Wow.
Like
is
that's
the
a
car
hell of a
worth
lineup.
$1,000?
Probably more. I don't know what cars are worth.
Oh my God.
It's not like it's not a great car. It's mm-hmm. not new. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a reverse camera, which I feel like that's the indication of a newish car or a decent car.
Okay.
Isn't it? I've never had a reverse camera in my life.
No, me neither.
I had a very
That's so bougie. What are you talking about?
I drove a hire car with one.
Of course.
The other weekend, and it was just like life changing. It's so easy to reverse parallel park with a reverse camera.
My dad's a bunch, and I just don't even look at it.
Oh yeah,
it fucks with me.
It is weird. This car was like a like. That's the other thing with cars that I'm way behind because sometimes I'll see the badge of a car, and I've just never even heard this brand. I didn't know it was legal to have new cars coming out. I was like, stick with the classics. We got Holden, Ford, Honda.
No, they're crazy creative with some of the new names as well.
And all these cars are like, I guess, coming out of China.
Yeah.
And the technology was wild. So the camera would show you where you are on the road in position to other cars. I don't know if this is interesting to people, but it blew my mind.
It's really interesting.
And it was like, it was giving like a drawing. It was like a video game. You could watch that and try to effectively drive on the road. And I was like, this is dangerous because people are going to be so watching this and not the road.
Totally.
Anyway, that was just my two cents.
All right.
That's a car corner.
That's car corner.
Car corner with Drew. So maybe I'd give the car. You know what? The car's convenient and it is probably worth more than a grand.
Giving you a car is insane.
I would pay a grand. I'm seeing Charlie Crockett in February of next year.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. That's really exciting.
Can't fucking wait.
Okay, what would you do for it though?
Probably give
gobbies?
I don't know if I could do a gobby. I'm sorry.
Hand jobs?
Probably a handy. I could probably give a wristy for seeing that lineup. Do I have to give the guys like one each or do I give like a fourth party?
It's up to you what you'd give. Well, I mean, do.
Because... I mean, Charlie Crockett's a handsome fella.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of them, not so much.
Mm.
So maybe if I gave Crockett a wristy, maybe the others would just do it out of the kindness of their hearts. They'd let me.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But yeah.
Pretty good.
Why not?
Pretty good. I've just realized I forgot one of the F Mary kills that I was really excited about.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Do you want to do that?
Please.
Okay. This one's hard, I think. Excuse me, I have Malteser voice. I'm so sorry to the requestees. How very unprofessional of me to forget this one. But F, Mary, Kill, Taylor Swift, Canberra Raiders.
Oh.
And now that you didn't even bring it, it feels stupid to have it on there, but pink cowboy hat.
You're breaking my heart here. Did I promise to bring the hat? I did.
You did.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking at it. It sits on my desk at my home office and I was staring at it and I almost grabbed it. I wore it yesterday to the pub with Jacob.
I know. I know.
Yeah, I do love that hat. However, I'm definitely not going to fuck the Canberra Raiders. There's too many of them. There's a lot of people on that team.
You got to think about this as more of a like an... esoteric kind of I don't know, what's the word? Figuratively fuck. Still, I think you're pretty mad.
Yeah. I'd probably bone Tay Tay.
Oh my God. That feels illegal to say.
I know. I hope you just bleep that, please. And then I think I would marry the Raiders. You know what? I'd kill the hat because it only costs $15 and I could just drive back to Narromine and buy another one.
No, you can't.
I can't?
No.
I'm still going to kill that hat. I'm sorry.
I think if you chose anything else with the hat, that'd be insane.
Yeah. I want to fuck my hat.
I mean, no. It'd be fine to fuck the hat, but I mean, given these options.
Oh, yeah, totally.
With Taylor
Swift
and the Canberra Raiders, also international fans. The Canberra Raiders are a sports team of some sort.
They're a rugby league team formed in my hometown, Queanbeyan, in, I believe, 1982. And I have a tattoo of their logo. They mean a lot to me.
Yeah. They
ruin, like, it's annoying how much of my weekend can be ruined by them losing a game, which is a big issue because they lose a lot of games. They are not very good at the moment. And so it's just like throws my weekend. Like, it'll put me off. Put me in a bad mood. If they win, on the other hand, I'm euphoric for the rest of the
course,
weekend.
Of course. People get like that. This is why domestic violence goes up so much.
I really want to distance myself from that comment.
I'm so sorry. But it's crazy to me because I'm like a fan of stuff, kind of. People,
yeah.
Sort of. But I've never been that into like fandom of any kind, let alone
I think this was just sports. Another thing that was drilled into me from being a kid. Like, I'm pretty sure my uncle played like at least development squad for them when he was younger. My granddad knew a lot of the people who started the club because it was all from Queanbeyan. This is one of my like bugbears is they're technically the Queanbeyan Raiders. They started in Queanbeyan. The home field used to be in Queanbeyan, and then fucking Canberra just has more money and more population, so they stole it from us. So that was another thing that, like, one of my first memories is the 94 grand final, like, and I would have been seven, so maybe not my first memory. I was living, I was alive for a while. Seven's a crazy age to have your first
That's
memory.
So old. Like definitely molested.
But what I guess is one of my like positive memories mm-hmm. is watching the 94 Raiders grand final against the Bulldogs where they absolutely fucking ruled and flogged them. So yeah, that was another thing where I was like, I came into the world and I was issued with friends, mm-hmm. a sports team to go for.
You're really
I've
set
had
up.
It, I've had it very, yeah, I've had an easy life.
That's
good.
That's so nice.
It's very sweet.
Oh my God. Well, I have more, what would you do / pay / give? Oh yeah,
lay them on me.
You reckon?
Well, I just want to hear the options. Okay. It's funny to get as well your view of me through these questions as well.
Yeah.
Pink cowboy hat and the Raiders. You're like, I know this guy pretty well.
Well, it's great when it's good, and or especially if I just have more time to prep and whatever. But it's awkward when I have a guest that I don't know very well.
Yeah, true. You're gonna have to do like stalking on Facebook to get.
I try. Yeah, I do. I do what I can, but you know, whatever. When it's good and a guest is like, that is so me. I'm very happy. That really makes
me
happy.
Well, look, you've nailed me.
Yes. We'll see. We're not done. Okay, what would you do, pay, and give to be friends with Blink-182?
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm. Thank you.
I do, and I just really think I'd be great mates with them as well.
Yeah, I think you would too.
Especially Mark.
Yeah.
I've thought about this a lot. Me and Tom might butt heads over alien stuff.
You're not into alien stuff?
No.
What?
It's just...
It's so fun.
I just can't get my head, you know, I can't abide it. I think I got mad when that like crazy guy a couple of months ago said that he had seen aliens and had no proof. And then everyone was going around going, the US government has admitted there's aliens. And it's like, no, they didn't. One fucking lunatic said that. He'd never seen them. Anyway, I can go for a whole rant.
No, it's fair. I like it as like a, I don't know. I have nothing. No facts in my life ever anyway, so I just like to be like, this is a fun thought experiment.
Yeah, I don't know, they're just weird. They're kind of weird. I like E.T. I even like Signs. That was a good movie. But just in terms, I can't get excited by alien stuff. I'd rather be like, you know, like Lord of the Rings style, like fantasy nerd stuff. I can get behind that. I'm more of that than an alien kind of guy.
I wonder if those are space. The only two kinds of people.
Fantasy nerd and space and alien guy. Look, yeah, I think it is. It's like sci-fi dork or fantasy dork.
I'm like fully sci-fi.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. This
I'm like X-Files and Star Trek. I love
them. Are we about to friend break up?
We're going to have a break up. No. Oh, I love the
I can fuck with X-Files.
Yeah.
I like X-Files. That's fun. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'll take Lord of the Rings over like Star Trek any day of the week or Star Wars. I'm sorry that you had to hear it
Get
that
out.
Way.
No, that's fine. That's fine. All right.
Okay. I'd probably give like a pinky to be friends with those fellas.
Whoa, we're going body parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
a good conversation starter too.
Totally. It's going to make it hard to give wristies later on to Charlie Crockett.
Pinky doesn't do that much.
Yeah, true. Not that I'm the wristy king.
I actually am really fancy with my wristies. I hold my pinky up, so it is important.
Man, someone made fun of me for that the other day. I didn't realize that I do the pinky up when I drink tea. No idea.
Only tea?
Tea, I get. Well, maybe. I don't know. Probably a beer too. I throw the pinky up.
Okay.
But maybe like 10. I don't have 10 grand. If I had 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, when you say mates, how often are we hanging? Like, are we just at, we're at the pub?
You're at the pub.
On a pretty regular basis?
Like as often as we hang.
Damn. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think 10K.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
I'd have to scrimp and save. I don't want to come off like, you know, money bags over here, but I would have to save for quite a while.
Yes. No, that's fine. That's fine. This is a fantasy.
But yeah, well, I mean, they've been my, like, one of my favorite bands. for so long.
Yeah.
That it would just be, it would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and I get it. I haven't even known them of them for, I've known of them
right.
for very long, but I didn't really start listening to them or get into them until literally 2 years ago when Jacob played me one of their live albums, and it was really funny and cool.
That's one of my favorite albums of all time, the Mark, Tom and Travis show. They're doing Red Hot Bits in between songs.
It's so funny. It's so fun.
When I was a kid, when that came out, I have a feeling that came out in like the year 2000, maybe the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever year it was, all my family went down the coast for Christmas, and we all stayed at this like big caravan park, and it was just like the funnest Christmas ever. But me and my cousins were just the right age. I was like 12 or 13, and we just fucking loved Blink, and we loved that album. And they got a copy of it, and me and my brother got a copy of it. And then we got two stereos, and we were set up one at one end of the caravan park and one at the other end, because we were like, everyone has to hear this album.
Oh my God.
Then we had to like coordinate on the phone, being like, hey, press play now.
Oh my God.
It was just like slightly out of sync, just being absolute menaces to the poor, like, just retirees who are chilling and, you know, in their caravan. This is all they want to do. And hit that opening riff from like Dumpweed or whatever is the opening track on that. And I would have, if that happened to me now, I would lose my shit. Like, I wouldn't do anything, but I would be like, I fucking hate those kids.
Yeah, that would suck.
Just ruin your holiday. But we were just like, this album is so good. As a Christmas gift to the people of this caravan park, we're going to play it for them.
We're going to play it. Yeah. That's so cute. All right. That's what you would give, pay.
What was the other one? Do.
Do.
Oh, I'd slob them all off for sure.
Awesome. Last one. What would you do, pay or give? Give, pay or do? I think that's a better way to say it. What would you give, pay or do?
GPD. I like it.
GPD. To kiss Jacob Lingard.
Oof. I would kick that bedroom door down right now. Smooch all right,
that's
man.
That's a good do.
I don't think I would have to do much.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
I think he would be a willing participant.
You could open the door.
Yeah, totally. I'll buy him a beer. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably be better at the pub. Maybe a little bit too intimate.
Yeah, it would be weird.
Slightly disrespectful to me.
I know.
All right. Last game. It's Truth or Dare.
Yep.
Did you sneak a peek at the Truth or Dare?
I promise you I didn't.
Okay, good.
Truth or Dare. Jeez, I should have thought about this before because I knew it was going to come up. Let's go. Does anyone... People have said dare.
People have said dare.
Most people do truth, though.
Most people do truth.
Let's go dare. Do you have to do the dare on camera? You got to dare me to kiss Jacob Lingard.
Jacob, get out of here. That would actually have been way better. No. No, people have to pay more for that on the Patreon.
Yes, totally.
No, the dare I have is honestly, it's pretty wild.
Okay.
For me to say.
Should I go back? How long can I say? If I hear it and I hate it, can I go back to truth?
You know what? Just because I love you,
okay.
Otherwise, normally there is.
Well, now I'm just curious.
Shoot what, someone. Like, you're curious. Okay, all right. I dare you to post the most egregious photo from your box party on your Instagram story.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. Did not think you would. I imagine it's someone naked.
It's a perfectly executed puppetry of the penis move known as the hamburger.
Yep.
And yeah, that's it's all there. I think I'll get banned from Instagram if I posted that. Yeah,
that's fair, actually. That's really fair. Well, the truth is kind of already somehow slightly answered. How many of your friends saw your dick and balls on the weekend and how many times?
I think that's 11 from 11 for the volume.
Mm-hmm.
How many times? I think at least 3 times.
Okay.
Because I was doing puppetry of the penis because Hastings used to do puppetry of the penis legitimately as a job. So he was like...
Which is wild. Someone would pay to see that.
And he was like, This is why I did the hamburger, because he was like, it's actually like pretty hard. Yeah. Like you gotta do like there's a bit of training involved. And I was like, hard. It's this. And I got up and did it. And he was like, that was actually a pretty good one.
I didn't know they were allowed to use their hands.
But we had penis straws. The whole thing is hands, yeah. What like the flipping fuck? It around.
I thought they
Eiffel
were meant
Tower.
To just be like waggling no. the dick around, making it do tricks.
No, that would be crazy if they could do that without
yeah,
using their hands.
Yeah, that's what I thought was impressive.
We had penis straws, naturally.
Of course.
And I was doing a bit where I was tucking and then putting the penis through. Yep. So that was fun. So I don't know if
you
that counts.
You should have done sounding with it, and then you could have had it coming out of your penis.
Oh. Ouch.
Sorry.
But yeah, I don't know, three times maybe.
Three times, okay. Yeah. Pretty
you
standard.
You might get some hate mail from some, you know, fact checks from Jamie Kerr.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, no, I think that's a pretty standard Bucks weekend shenanigans. Yeah.
That's, I mean, pretty low numbers, honestly.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
No nudie runs, though.
No nudie runs.
Jack had a bath outside. That was weird. He got there and there was a freestanding bath outside. We had a theory that people who owned the house maybe were like naturists or something because even the shower, I had a loft area and the shower just had just an open window and you could just see the beach and that, which was lovely until I was showering, just like staring so hungover on Sunday, and then Jack came walking around the corner and just like, we just lock eyes and he's like, sorry.
No, see, that's, I think that's literally just beach people.
Yeah.
I'm not a beach person. I very much spent a lot of time at the beach growing up and stuff, but I'm just like that. Jacob is always like, close the blinds. Everyone can see you. And I'm like, no one cares.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Fine. And my ex-stepmom has a bath outside and a shower outside. My sister has a shower outside. Like, I think...
Look, they're lovely.
It's fine.
But yeah, it was very odd.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Cute. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh,
let's Patreon it.
Yeah, we can do the Patreon now. So for the requestees who are signed up to the Patreon, they're about to get some goddamn good juicy stuff.
Let's get the goss.
Yeah, let's get the goss. We'll tell everyone all the things that we stopped ourselves from saying before, especially Jamie Kirk's address.
Yes. So that's coming in red hot with Kirk's address.
If you want that, sign up to the Patreon. Can you tell everyone where to find you?
Yeah, just follow my pod on... I think it's Community Notice Pod, but if you look up Community Notice Board, give that a Google.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Instagram, we have a Patreon. It's $5 a month. The episodes come out every week. It's a lot of fun. I do it with the aforementioned Jamie Kirk and Alex White.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to follow my personal Instagram, but it's mostly just photos of my cat, the occasional meme I find amusing, and maybe photos of my like nieces and nephews. It's long past being a comedy account.
So
it's probably better off just hit that Community Notice Board.
Sweet.
And send us messages. Like we love getting hot tips from listeners. It's my favorite thing to read, and I respond to everyone because I cannot not I can't just leave a message there.
Yeah,
so I have to respond.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. You want to have a geeze at my DMs?
Ooh, I've seen a couple of them and they're no good.
Some are nice.
Well, that's the thing, like the nice ones outweigh, I think you said this the other day,
yeah,
but the nice ones do outweigh the creepy ones,
yeah.
But then the creepy ones are just like, man, you know, you don't have to share every thought.
No,
that you have.
And it's so crazy that I want to share it because I think it's funny. And Jacob tells me that that's not professional and people think it's bad or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be more scared of like a psycho stalker or something being like...
I've usually blocked them by then.
Fair enough.
I'm going to get killed.
try not to. But yeah, check it out. If your Community Notice Board... Tapes are fun. Chloe's been on twice.
I have
check
been on
her
twice.
Episodes.
You can go check me out on it. It's such a fun podcast. I love it so much, even before I was on it. So
thank you. And yeah. Jacob's been on twice too, I think.
Yep.
Twice.
Wonderful.
Three
Jacob
times.
Jacob Blingard, the requesties love him too.
Well,
it's good time.
Check it out. Start with those episodes. If you like what you hear.
Do it. Yeah, start with us and then work your way around.
Hell yeah.
I'm losing my voice, so we got to stop.
God.
I know. Go follow the Friend Request Pod on Instagram too if you're not following us there. Again, also send us a message. Have a little chat with me. Send me a voice message. You can get played on the podcast, which is a good fun thing. And if you would like to, beautiful requesties, share the pod with a friend.
Why not?
Share the pod with a girlfriend.
Share the pod with a whole Bucks party.
A whole box party. Listen to the pod at your box party. Listen to every single episode. You got the weekend covered then. There's like 20 hours or something hell now. Yeah. It's heaps. Thanks for listening, y'all. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
School bell rings, walk me home. Sidewalk chalk, covered in snow. Lost my gloves, you give me one. Wanna hang out, yeah, sounds like fun. Video games, you pass me a note. Sleeping in tents, it's nice to have a friend. It's nice to have a friend. Light pink sky up on the roof. Sun sinks down, no curfew. 20 questions would tell the truth. You've been stressed out lately, yeah, me too. Something gave you the nerve to touch my hand. It's nice to have a friend. It's nice to have a friend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.